there is a widely reported national shortage of flu vaccine. So why are there still 150,000 doses available in Minnesota, a state where the state health department figures 1.6 million people are at high risk? Well, Chris Ehrsman is immunization program manager for the Minnesota Department of Health, and she joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Why 150,000 doses that Minnesotans haven't claimed yet?
Well, what we've been hearing from our local public health clinics and from clinics around the state is that people who would fall into the high-risk category, who would be eligible for vaccine, are deferring, wanting to make the vaccine available for others who they feel would be more vulnerable or more fragile than themselves.
You mean the word has gotten out that there is a shortage and that some people should be deferring to others, so even those who really should be getting flu shots in Minnesota are saying, no, you first.
Exactly. That's what we've been hearing. And so we wanted to get the word out to our high-risk populations to let them know that, first of all, we've provided vaccine to all of our nursing home residents, and we're reaching all of our assisted living residents through redistribution of vaccine. And so we have reached those vulnerable populations so that they should feel comfortable coming forward to be vaccinated.
It's not impolite at this point for somebody who falls into a category to say, I should get a flu shot.
Absolutely not. In fact, we want them to be vaccinated. And we certainly appreciate the deferral of the healthy folks who have given up their vaccines and appreciate that people are concerned about their neighbors. But at this point, we really do want our high-risk populations to have had every opportunity to be vaccinated.
Now, one interpretation of what's happened is that the pervasive niceness of Minnesotans is the problem here.
Right. It seems that it shouldn't be a problem, but somewhere along the line, the phrase Minnesota nice was coined, and the thinking is that this may be an outgrowth of that Minnesota nice, that people are deferring to take care of their neighbors. I don't know that we're necessarily nicer than other parts of the country, but certainly people have been deferring vaccination here.
You seem to be healthier than other people in the country. So by one standard, Minnesota is now considered the healthiest state in the union.
Yes, that's true, and we're very proud of that. I just don't want to claim that we're nicer than any state in the union, but certainly that is a phrase that we were able to use to try and get people's attention.
Well, have you thought of some sort of a public service announcement campaign along the lines of, get in there and show some sharp elbows and get your flu shot and don't be so nice?
No, we have not pursued that, but we may have to consider that in another year. I don't know.
I read some accounts in newspapers of individuals, people in their 80s who are saying, I don't think I should really do this if somebody else needs it more than I do.
Right. We've had kind of both extremes. We've had, you know, people who are 65 or, you know, 70 saying, well, I'm healthy even though I'm over the age range. I'm healthy. I'll defer so that my elderly parent can get the vaccine.
And do young Minnesotans show just as much forbearance and patience as their seniors?
Yeah, I think that that's true, because certainly we've had excellent support and compliance with the request that all healthy individuals forego vaccination. That has not been an issue for us at all.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Sure, you're welcome.
It's Chris Ehrsman, who is the immunization program manager for the Department of Health of Minnesota, where I guess you'd have to say it, Christina, the people are just nicer, huh?
Thank you very much.